The Honorable Chief Justice and Judges of the Alaska State Courts.
With a few smacks of the gavel, a panel of judges calls for the crowd's attention. Seated in the middle in black robes, Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, Craig Stowers, says there's two purely joyful duties to the job: adoptions and robing ceremonies, like this one.
We have the privilege and the joy of welcoming another person to the ranks. This is like a changing of the guard for the court system. We have judges that have served honorably and well, and they retire and they go off into the sunset or golf courses or wherever retired judges go. And then we have new judges that come on board.
The retiring judge here is Judge David George. He's seated next to Stowers with a big smile on his face. Pate then walks from the audience to the front of the main room in Harrigan Centennial Hall and raises his right hand.
Repeat after me. I, Jude Pate,
do
solemnly swear or affirm, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as judge of the Superior Court, to the very best of my ability. Congratulations, Judge.
And then Pate's sons, Will and Joe, and grandmother, Nancy Balo, help him into his black robes.
He looks good in black, don't you think, ma'am?
Pate then joins the judges on stage. Several made speeches about his track record as a public defender and community member. Alaska Court of Appeals Judge Tracy Wollenberg spoke to his diligence with memos when handing off cases to the appellate court.
Jude made sure the next lawyer knew everything he knew. His transfer memos were always on time and were the most comprehensive I ever received.
Pate was appointed in February by Governor Bill Walker after a thorough public vetting process by the Alaska Judicial Council. The other finalist was Julie Willoughby, a top defense attorney in Juneau. Stowers described the intensity of the selection process and, withholding names, read several of the comments submitted by his peers.
There was a letter sent by a former judge who is now retired, and he said, if you like to fish, you would want to fish with Judge Pate. He might even let you catch the first fish. He is that nice. He plays fair, and I believe he instills in others the desire to be a better human being.
Looking at Pate, Stowers then said, I welcome you, brother, to the bench. The Juneau Superior Court seat is still vacant, with the retirement of Judge Luis Menendez. The Juneau Empire reports that two attorneys, Amy Mead and Julie Willoughby, were recommended for the seat by the Alaska Judicial Council. The final decision is now in the hands of Governor Walker. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.